Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we take the complicated and, well, try and make it concise, insightful, and honestly, a lot of fun.
I think we succeed most of the time.
I hope so. Today, we're strapping in for a deep dive that really addresses a question I think we all grapple with. Who actually owns the stuff you create and post online?
Right. It's a huge question.
And we're going to be moving beyond those, you know, the traditional social media silos. We're exploring a platform that's designed specifically to put true content ownership back in your hands.
That's it, exactly. Our mission today is to give you a really beginner-friendly, accessible entry point into understanding decentralized publishing.
And we're doing that by looking at a specific tool, right?
We are. It's an open source tool called Known. And it's more than just software, really. It's a social publishing platform that actively tries to deliver on that old promise of the open web.
The one we all hope for.
Yeah, flexible, user-controlled, and completely sovereign. We want to make sure you walk away with a crystal clear idea of not just what it is, but why it matters.
And before we dive into the, you know, the fundamental architecture of this open web challenger, we do want to acknowledge the support that makes this deep dive possible.
Absolutely. This whole exploration of digital sovereignty and content ownership is supported by SafeServer.
They focus on hosting and supporting your digital transformation, which is, I mean, a perfect fit for today's topic.
It really is. They make sure you have the robust infrastructure you need to truly own your space online. They're a dedicated host for software just like Known.
So if you're looking to take control of your digital future, you can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Great.
Fantastic. Okay, let's unpack this. Our sources today are drawn straight from the platform's official documentation and feature lists.
Right from the horse's mouth.
Exactly. The true DNA of the project, which gives us a clear picture of what Known is designed to do and how it actually works for an everyday person.
Okay, let's start at the top. The philosophy.
Right. The documentation calls Known an open publishing platform and a social publishing platform. And then it makes this bold, almost revolutionary statement. It says, this is really how the web should be.
It's a huge claim, and it immediately sets up a conflict, doesn't it?
It does, because we associate social with, you know, Facebook or Instagram, where the company owns the feed, the algorithm, everything.
It absolutely does. And the core identity here is bridging that gap between convenience and sovereignty. We're always told we have to choose.
You can have the easy sharing of a walled garden, like X, yeah, or you can have the technical headache of self-hosting.
Exactly. And Known basically says, no, you can have the ease of use and control your data. The platform is designed to do all those everyday social things, sharing photos, notes, updates.
X stuff we do now.
All of it. But because you own the installation, you own the infrastructure.
So the sources really, really lean into the simplicity angle. It's built for simple publishing. It lets users create and share photos, notes, stories, songs, and more. For someone who might be a little wary of self-hosting, how does Known make sure that interface is truly friendly and not, I don't know, not like you're managing a database?
And that's a crucial distinction. It's a real fear people have. Known tackles that perceived complexity with accessibility just baked right into the design.
Okay.
The interface is fully responsive, which means it works fluidly on any device. The goal is to make managing your content feel, you know, instantaneous, regardless of where you are.
That accessibility is crucial, but let's be realistic. I mean, responsive design is pretty standard now.
True.
What specifically makes Known's mobile experience feel less constrained than, say, trying to manage a full-scale WordPress blog from your phone?
Yeah.
Which can be a nightmare.
It can be. The key is what you could call context-aware publishing. It's designed around microformats, these small, specific content types.
So, like, if I post a photo, it knows I'm posting a photo.
Exactly. When you post a photo, it knows you want photo metadata. When you post a note, it knows you just need a simple text field. This is why you can view, edit, and post whether you are sharing a sunset picture from the beach or blogging from the road.
I see.
The system is built to eliminate those location or device constraints that you get with traditional web publishing. It gives you the same flexibility as a dedicated mobile app.
But without handing over the keys to your data.
That's the punchline.
That makes perfect sense. The simplicity is about reducing the cognitive load on the user.
Yeah.
The platform helps you more easily organize all your digital info in one place because everything is structured from the moment you hit publish.
Precisely. The key insight for you, the learner, is that Known's design philosophy lets you regain ownership without sacrificing that immediacy and accessibility you've come to expect from social media.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. let's dive into the essential features, because this is where Known directly challenges the functionality we rely on every day in those big social silos.
Right. What are the tools that actually make it usable?
Exactly. What makes it simple and fast enough to genuinely compete with a dedicated app?
Okay, let's start with reducing friction. They offer a simple but really powerful tool called the Bookmarklet.
A bookmarklet. Okay.
It's a small browser tool. Basically, a piece of JavaScript you just drag to your bookmarks bar that lets you easily post links, save content, and even respond to comments from any page on the web.
Oh, wow. So you don't have to navigate back to your Known site to share something you just found.
Not at all. It removes that step completely.
That immediately addresses the ease of use factor for curating content. And for organization, I see you can use hashtag tags just like we're used to.
Yep. Hashtags with any content to categorize and organize what you publish. And that organization ties directly back into control.
How so?
Well, for content creation itself, Known acknowledges that users have different needs. You have a choice. You can handcraft your posts in HTML if you want absolute pixel-perfect control.
For the power users.
For the power users. Or you can opt for maximum convenience with the WiseEyeWeeGee editor, the what you see is what you get rich text editor.
So it's that duality again.
It's a microcosm of Known's philosophy. Control when you want it, simplicity when you need it.
And this flexibility extends pretty significantly into ownership, which, again, is the whole point of this deep dive. Let's talk about the features that define that sovereignty, the custom URL. That has to be the foundation, right?
Absolutely. When you're on a centralized service, you're essentially just renting space.
Right.
If that service disappears or if it changes its terms, your content is at risk. Known explicitly gives you the power to bring your own URL and really own your site with a custom domain.
So you are the landlord, not the tenant.
That's the perfect analogy. It's the single greatest assurance against archival risk and, you know, changing terms of service.
And beyond just the domain, control also means control over who sees what you post.
Correct. Privacy is paramount.
Oh.
And Known builds that granularity right into the system. You have the ability to keep your entire site private.
Which would be perfect for, what, personal thoughts or a private group discussion, as the docs say.
Exactly. You can use it as a digital diary that no one else sees, or as a secure communication hub for a small team.
And what if you were building something bigger, like a community project or a collaborative blog?
Then the multi-author feature scales your sovereignty. You can invite an unlimited number of collaborators to a multi-user site.
But you still own the root URL.
You still own it, but you allow others to contribute seamlessly. This shows Known is built not just for the individual, but for these small, self-governing communities.
Okay, finally, let's talk about the feedback loop. We are so used to instant notifications on apps. How does Known make sure you don't miss out on interaction when your content is decentralized?
It ensures robust connectivity through comprehensive feed formats. Your content is accessible via RSS, XML, JSON, or KML.
Okay, those are a lot of acronyms.
They are. But they're just different ways machines and services can consume your data. RSS and XML are great for traditional readers, but JSON is super fast and efficient for machine-to-machine updates.
But wait a second. Why would a social publishing platform need KML specifically? That's usually for geographical data, for maps.
That is a fascinating detail in the source documentation, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
What does that tell us about their broader ambition?
Well, KML stands for Keyhole Markup Language, and it's used for encoding location data for programs like Google Earth. Its inclusion suggests that Known is anticipating and supporting location-based posts.
Like that sunset picture from the beach.
Exactly. And ensuring that location data is also owned, organized, and available for consumption by specialized mapping services, rather than being locked into some proprietary system's location tag.
It just expands the definition of what content actually means.
It really does.
That attention to detail is pretty insightful. Plus, I see they still support email notifications, so you get updated when someone responds. You still get that familiar, immediate feedback loop.
So at the end of the day, you have the flexibility of an app, the customization of a blog, and the ownership of your own server.
Let's transition now to the foundational element that makes Known truly unique. What's fascinating here is its connection to the decentralized indie web movement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for a beginner, that term sounds like a massive technical hurdle. But at its heart, it's really just a protocol for polite digital conversation, isn't it?
That's a great way to put it. It is a philosophical leap that requires technical support, but we can simplify the core idea.
Please do.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the indie web is about breaking down the silos, Think of it like email. You can send a message from Gmail, and I can read it on Outlook or a private server.
And it just works. The communication is federated.
Exactly. It doesn't need a single intermediary to function.
And the current social web is the total opposite of that. If I post a photo on Instagram, it lives and dies on Instagram.
Exactly. Your platform acts as a gatekeeper. The indie web philosophy, which Known is built on, is that sites running these compatible platforms can respond to each other, bookmark each other's content, and leave comments on each other's posts directly.
So instead of logging into 5 different corporate platforms to interact, my personal site becomes the hub.
Your personal site is the hub, communicating directly with other people's personal sites. It is true peer-to-peer social interaction.
It sounds like taking the best parts of early conversational blogging and injecting modern social connectivity, all while cutting out the corporate middleman.
That's the perfect summary. It decentralizes the social graph, making sure that the relationships between users are maintained by the users themselves.
Okay, so if someone listening is inspired by this movement and wants to get started, the technology can sometimes be intimidating?
It can be, yeah.
Are there beginner-friendly installation paths, or is this strictly for people who enjoy writing code on weekends?
The good news is, getting started isn't nearly as hard as it sounds, which is a major victory for the platform. The sources outline a very clear path for beginners, emphasizing one-click sites.
One-click sites.
Yep. Known is, well, known to work seamlessly on hosts like Reclaim Hosting and DreamHost, which often include these pre-packaged one-click installation features.
So the technical barrier basically disappears.
For most people, yes. You install it the way you'd install a basic app on your phone.
Okay, that removes the setup nightmare. But for those who are curious or who might be considering self-hosting for maximum control, what are the basic technical requirements? Just for context.
Right, for the self-hosters among you. It's important to know. Known is under active development, so it needs a modern server environment.
Which means?
It requires PHP 8.1 or newer, with a few extensions, along with a supported database like MySQL. And importantly, if you're managing dependencies like installing new features or updating the platform, you'll be using a tool called Composer.
What exactly is Composer in this context?
Composer is the standard package and dependency manager in the PHP world. It's what tells the Known installation what other pieces of software it needs to function. Mentioning it just shows that this is a professional, modern project.
And because this is an open source project, licensed under the Apache Software License 2.0, that ability to collaborate is open to everyone, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Apache license means it's fully open source. You can use it, modify it, distribute your own modifications. And this active community is key to its development.
You can see that through the open support channels.
You can. Things like the Known Dev mailing list and the IRC channel, hashtag KnownChat on Freenode. This isn't some abandoned project. It's a vibrant community pushing the platform forward.
And even for users who are already up and running, there's still room for advanced customization. The sources mention custom JavaScript and CSS. I assume that's how you can fundamentally change the site's look and feel.
Precisely. Or add your own analytics trackers without asking for permission. It gives you maximum flexibility to tailor the experience. You are not bound by themes or templates imposed by the platform.
You control the front end entirely.
And to connect this back to the bigger picture, Known has over 1,000 stars on GitHub. It has continuous releases. It reflects a vibrant, sustained community. It's a serious player in the decentralized web movement.
So what does this all mean for you, the learner? We've covered the philosophy, the features, and the technical backbone.
That's a lot.
It is. But Known is a powerful, flexible, open source tool for anyone who's serious about owning their content. It offers simple, responsive publishing alongside deep control.
That control comes from custom URLs, granular privacy settings, and the ability to seamlessly integrate into that broader, decentralized indie web.
It means that the choice you face today isn't between a slick platform and a clumsy one?
No, not anymore. It's between a platform that owns your data and one that gives you the tools to host and own it yourself. Known is a working example of a movement that says your thoughts, photos, and stories belong to you.
Not to a corporation server farm.
Exactly. And that ownership doesn't have to mean technical paralysis.
And as we wrap up this deep dive, that raises a really important question for you to consider. If the web should be fully open and tools like Known exist to make that possible without being a programming genius, What future advancements or feature conveniences would it take for the majority of users to abandon the ease of the walled garden and commit to content ownership?
That's the million-dollar question. Is the convenience of that corporate lease agreement truly worth forfeiting control over your entire digital archive?
Something certainly to mull over as you browse your favorite social feeds today.
Definitely.
This deep dive into open publishing and content ownership was brought to you by SafeServer. They help with hosting and digital transformation, so find out more about how they can support your shift to digital ownership at www.safeserver.de.
Thank you for joining us for the deep dive.
We'll see you next time.